भगवद्गीता 6.14 प्रशांतात्मा विगत भीर ब्रह्मचारी व्रते स्थित मन संयम्य मच्चित्तो युक्तासीत मत्परहा। सो हियर कृष्णा टॉक्स अबाउट हाउ आफ्टर द एक्सटर्नल पोस्चर्स आर देयर व्हाट इज द इनर डिस्पोजिशन दैट वन शुड कल्टिवेट। मेनी सिग्निफिकेंस पॉइंट्स इन दिस वर्स। प्रशांतात्मा, so the person, the atma, should be prashant. So prashant is actually very deeply peaceful. Shant is peaceful, prashant is deeply peaceful. So prashant atma. Now the yogis of course found a secluded sacred place, like which is akin to a hermitage. So there externals are peaceful, and the yogi, because the mind is controlled, because the most of the agitating desires are under control or have been purified, so there is prashant, there is deep level of peace, and of course that peace increases as one progresses also, that we will discuss. Prashant atma vigata bhir, a very important characteristic is vigata bhir, free from fear. Generally, our attachments are the cause of our anxieties. We may sit in the temple for lecture, but if you are worried, oh, who will steal? I have kept my chappal outside the temple and I am hearing lecture, but what if somebody steals my chappal? Then we can't concentrate. So this is, of course, there should be some arrangement within the temple so that people are not having this anxiety. Chapels can be kept safely somewhere or whatever. But the point is that our attachments cause anxieties. So when the yogi is free from attachment, the yogi is also free from fear. Vigata bhir. So vigata bhir, fear is departed from the yogi. And brahmachari vrate sthitaha, so the serious yogi situates oneself on in the vow of brahmacharya. Vrate sthitaha, so vrata is a very serious thing. Vow, brahmachari vrate. Now brahmachari has two aspects to it. There's the affirmative and there's the regulative. So the affirmative aspect is brahmacharati iti brahmachari, one who situates oneself in spirit, one who lives at the spiritual level, or in, one who lives in pursuit of the spirit. So charati is to walk about, to live in, or to walk towards, we can say also brahmacharati. So one who walks in spirit, or one who walks towards the spirit. So brahmacharati, that is the affirmative aspect. That the purpose of brahmacharya is so that we can pursue and live in spiritual truth, in the truth of our spiritual identity, and in the truth of our spiritual relationship with the supreme spiritual reality, which the yogi will ultimately understand to be Krishna. So here brahmachari vrate sthita, so now brahmacharya has this positive side, affirmative side of living in spirit, and the regulative side is that the opposite of spirit is matter, and attachment to matter comes in various forms, but the strongest form of attachment is sexual attraction. So brahmacharya vrata involves giving up sexual pleasure, by which the strongest form of attachment to matter, of entanglement in matter, is cut off. So now brahmachari can be, brahmachari is also an ashram, which is the first among the four ashramas, and brahmachari is also a vrata. So normally a person who is situated in the brahmachari ashram takes the brahmachari vrata. But along with that, others can also take brahmachari vratas, Sometimes some people take a vrata or brahmacharya for a particular period, maybe a sacred month, maybe for 1 month during a sacred period or whatever. But the yogi who is practicing serious yoga, the yogi has to become situated in the brahmachari vrata. And thereby, because few things catapult the consciousness outwards as forcefully and we could say even as irrevocably as does sexual infatuation and especially sexual indulgence. Because sexual indulgence practically, we could say that it rivets the soul to the body. When something is riveted, then it's quite, there is a whole process by which it is fixed to that other object which is riveted, and it requires quite an elaborate process to take it out. So like that, when the soul engages in sexual pleasure, there is identification with one's body at a very deep level, yes, because there is infatuation, captivation, attachment to the other body also with which one is coming in contact for the sake of getting pleasure. So if one wants to go inwards towards the indwelling spirit, then this forceful catapulter of consciousness towards the external material level, this needs to be checked and countered. And the brahmachari vrata serves that particular purpose. So brahmachari vrate sthitaha, one situates oneself in the vrata of brahmacharya. And manasayamyam achitto yukta sita matparaha. So manasayamya, one brings the mind under control, manasayamya machitto, and fixes the consciousness on me, machitto. So in this particular chapter, in the sixth chapter, this is the first verse that Krishna has talked about himself. Machitto, fix the consciousness on me. Now here, and then he says further, yukta asita matparaha. So matparaha comes once again, yukta asit. In this way, be engaged in yoga, be situated in yoga. Yukta, that yukta is a variant of the word yoga. Asit is be situated. Matparaha, with me as the goal, with my consciousness fixed on me. Now this phrase yukta asit matparaha has come earlier in 2.61. Tani sarvani sanyamya yukta sita matparaha vashehiyasya indriyani tasya pragyapatishtita. So that was the first introduction of Krishna to Arjuna. That first introduction of Krishna. Krishna's sublime position, supreme position as not just the teacher of yoga but as the goal of the control senses. So here, Krishna is talking about how in the yogis fix the mind on him. Now here, there can be different conceptions with which the yogis fix the mind on him. So some yogis may be bhaktas and they may be just using the method of yoga for gaining better control over their minds and their bodies by which they can do bhakti better. There may be others who may think of Krishna, of the indwelling Vishnu Krishna as a tool of meditation by which one can move inwards and what the ultimate inner reality is, that is not known at this stage. But so they may consider Krishna as a tool for meditation, as an object. So like the previous verse, it was said, fix the consciousness on the tip of the nose. But afterwards, as one becomes more calm, more focused, then one turns and fixes the consciousness inwards, turns it inwards and fixes it on Krishna. So yukta asita matparaha. Krishna is of course giving a hint over here that making him as the ultimate goal. And he will talk about that specifically in 6.47 when he says, and he will say the topmost yogi is the one who fixes his consciousness on him alone. So here, this verse Krishna is focusing on the internal aspect of being peaceful by being free from fear, by making a vow of being free from desire, especially sexual desire. Prashanta atma vigataveer brahmachari vatesthitaha, and thus regulating the mind, manasanyamya machitto, fixing the consciousness in Krishna, and yukta sitamatparaha, in this way becoming engaged in yoga with Krishna as the object of focus. Thank you.